Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning we have a gospel reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." This morning, this reading is very short, but it's very profound. This reading this morning is from the section that John has of the Last Supper. These are some of the last words that Jesus would have spoken to his whole group of apostles before his crucifixion. Imagine like the last speech of a coach going out before their last game. Imagine a king giving a speech to his people, his army, his men, before they go into a battle that he knows will end in his death. Jesus is sharing these words with his disciples, with his apostles, that they might know the heart that Jesus has for them. And this heart is very simple. He loves them the same way the Father loves Jesus. Now, this isn't just for the apostles. This is for all of us. I want us to think for a moment. Think for a moment how much we can imagine, even though we can't fully imagine, how much the Father loves Jesus. The Father loves Jesus with an unending, undying, eternal, never fading love. This love is powerful. This love is so strong that the Trinity is bound by it. That the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. The love that the Father has for the Son is so powerful that another person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is that love. And Jesus is telling us that that same love that the Father has for the Son is the same love that Jesus has for us. Sometimes it's hard for us to receive this love. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand, how can I be loved in the same way that Jesus is loved? Jesus is God. Jesus is perfect. Jesus loves in return perfectly, but I don't. I sin. I fall. I'm broken. I get mad at my wife and my kids. I don't do what I should do. I do what I don't want to do. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I don't even feel like I'm good. But what Jesus tells us is that he loves us the same way the Father loves him. And the way that he tells us to remain in this love is by following his commandments. Later on tomorrow, we'll hear a little bit about what his commandments are. But what Jesus tells us today is that simply by following his commandments, by keeping his commandments, we will remain in his love. And by doing this, his joy will be in us and our joy will be complete. Brothers and sisters, we don't follow and keep the commandments of the Lord to check off a box. We don't do it to do the right thing even. We do it because it allows us to remain in the love of God. And his love doesn't change for us if we don't do that. But what it does is if we keep his commandments, we keep ourselves in his love. His love never fades, but we can choose to leave it. So brothers and sisters, as we look to today, let us ask ourselves, how might I keep the commandments of the Lord today? Do I need to tell someone about Jesus who seems like they're struggling today? Do I need to go out to my family and love them in a way that maybe I haven't in a while? Do I need to speak with my coworkers and share with them the truth of the gospel? Because brothers and sisters, this world today is lacking many things, but one of the things it is especially lacking is joy. And if we want our joy to be complete and for our joy to be in other people, then we follow the same commands of the Lord, and we are called to remain in his love that our joy may be complete. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.